What awaits the Middle East? There's a good chance that dreams about peace and prosperity won't betray the peoples of the Middle East this year round. It won't be an exaggeration to state that that's what the absolute majority of those dwelling in the region bruised with constant bloodshed and conflict hope for. But in order to exercise optimism, one must answer what policies the United States of America will be pursuing in the future. This is for the fact that certain regimes in the region have interwoven their security and survival to that of US policy and US favor. Stay with us for more. It is natural that there is no answering this question without predicting what will be Donald Trump's position on Middle Eastern affairs. It is generally believed by some analysts that his views on the world order were formed back in the 1980s, so they differ drastically from the typical mindset considering his predecessors. Donald J. Trump is convinced that a number of international players have turned the United States into a cash cow by abusing unfavorable trade agreements and excessive obligations that the latter put in place to ensure their loyalty. The president-elect believes that America has no strategic interest whatsoever in military involvement in Asia or the deployment of its troops in Europe. As for the Middle East, certain regional players must be forced to pay, since Donald Trump is convinced that a state like Kuwait should hand over a quarter of its oil revenues to Washington to ensure its security. One can hardly argue the point that Donald Trump once made the argument that Saudi Arabia would not exist as a state if not for the strong American protection. Some say, however, it is unlikely that in the nearest future, the Trump administration will be able to bring to life the better part of Trump's presidential campaign promises. Nevertheless, it looks at those scared US allies all right, since they are convinced that the newly elected US president didn't have any qualified political advisors during the campaign. Therefore, they say, the better part of his international initiatives are unattainable. And now, just days away from his inauguration, Donald Trump remains a terra incognita for analysts across the globe, which leads to a certain degree of nervousness being displayed by major Arab players. Against this background, some Arab leaders prematurely welcomed Donald Trump, claiming that they generally share the views of the US president-elect. The latest string of conflicts, namely that of Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Syria, have transformed the United States into a controversial ally. However, if a number of Arab leaders that matured during the Cold War era were willing to put up with this ally, now they are completely bewildered by the fact that they are supposed to carry on without American leadership. This can be observed clearly amongst the monarchies of the Persian Gulf that have bet everything on Washington and now find themselves poorly adjusted to the present-day political realities. Just take a look at the Al Saud royal family of Saudi Arabia that failed miserably at every single step of their foreign policy, starting with oil price dumping and ending with their attempt to topple the Syrian President Bashar Assad, which resulted in the rapid rise of the terrorist group ISIS or ISIL. It is believed that after a number of controversial statements that Donald Trump made during the election campaign, he's about to lose all interest in international politics. In this case, the responsibility to preserve the cooperation with a number of key US allies will be handled by future Secretary of Defense, General James Mattis, along with the future Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, and along with a number of Republican congressmen who adhere to more conservative views than the president-elect Donald Trump. We'll be right back. But at the same time, there's a chance that Donald Trump is going to enforce his vision upon US allies, plunging them into a state of deep anxiety. This indicates how much the newly elected president is different from all of his predecessors. But no matter what the White House is going to do in the next year, the Western and Arab media have already agreed that the United States lost the Middle East, and there is a handful of states left that they are still willing to seek active cooperation with Washington. Moscow's involvement in Syria has clearly manifested the fact that Russia understands regional dynamics way better than the United States and Europe, whilst knowing how and when one is to apply his military might to pursue diplomatic advances and secure decisive victories. Moscow has built a bridge in fight against the terrorist group ISIS effectively, which has been supported by the United States, certain European countries, Saudi Arabia and its cohorts in the Persian Gulf. Despite massive financial flows that are being allocated to fund radical militant groups, and in spite of massive supplies of modern weaponry provided by the CIA, the Pentagon and the European intelligence communities, Syrian government forces have managed to liberate the former terrorist stronghold in Syria, the northern city of Aleppo. Of course, the truce in Syria seems so hard to secure, to be preserved by all the parties, since radical militants and their accomplices will try time and time again to disrupt the peaceful course of events, returning Syria to a state of war. However, the Moscow-Tehran-Istanbul alliance has repeatedly stressed the fact that it's determined to hold negotiations with all the interested parties, except ISIS and the Al-Nusra Front terrorists. It was refreshing and encouraging to learn that Donald Trump wouldn't try to overthrow the legally elected president of Syria, Bashar Assad, since the president-elect is determined to fight the real threat to the international security, that is, international terrorism. In an interview for the Wall Street Journal, Donald Trump stated that one cannot fight against the government of Bashar Assad and ISIS terrorists at the same time, whilst adding that fighting against Syria would be an equivalent of a war against Russia, which under the present circumstances corresponds poorly with the United States' interests. Apparently, Donald Trump has a bumpy road ahead of him in his dealing with Iran, which also testifies to the US prestige in the region. In this regard, one could be interested in the reaction of the Iranian political circles displayed when Donald Trump was elected. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, stated it was irrelevant who was about to become the next US president. In fact, cornerstone of Iran's foreign policy have nothing to do with foreigners, including America's leaders. Donald Trump should be tested in practice, however. In any case, the Arab rulers are to face a number of difficult choices, and they have only themselves to blame since they didn't care enough to remain cold-headed and rational in their regional games. Well, dear listeners, this was an article written by Viktor Mikhin, a member of the Russian Academy of Natural Sciences. Thanks for listening.